Hello, everybody. This is Being Courage, coming up with something new. It's been a while. I've been through some sort of stuff, grief, bereavements, whole sort of stuff. And then gradually, man has overcome and moving on. And it's one of the most grievous times I want to discuss too in life. Is what I experience and how you go through some of those times in grieving. Yeah, I've got to find out that grieving is a very strong thing that we all, one time or other, will find ourselves in due to the person who is connected to you, and something happens, and then, you know, it's a very hard thing to go through that process. There are stages of it, you know, in the books written, but when it hits you, you don't even remember some of the books. That's true. But then the stages of it goes on such that you will know that this is the process of what, you know, you have to go through to be able to finally come out of it. And yeah, but you will need a personal strengthening. You need a personal something. It's not something you want to shield yourself from without, so I'm strong. No, you need to go through it. If you have to cry, cry. If you have to cry, cry. If you have to feel the pain of it alone somewhere, you know, release it. Let that, you know, yes. Then what I began to do is to begin to visualize far ahead. Yeah, when you look at it now it hurts. Now it's painful. But in the next 5 years to come, the next 10 years to come, how am I going to be like? How am I going to go and feel? You know what I mean? The pain will still be there, but wouldn't be as fresh as the freshly heard news. It really crutches. So we prayed. We pray, we ask God that protection come, that people will not be, you know, leaving us early in life. You want to live long and taste the joy of your relative, anybody in your life, your friend, anybody, you know. But you want to live long to enjoy the people in your life. So one of the things you want to pray about, oh, this is being encouraged, come on, is to be encouraged in prayer and then ask for long life. Yes, pray and then live a life that God will give us long life. Tragedies are there, and when they occur, it's hard, you know, but I'm trying to connect that with how you go through some of the painful moments in life when things like these happen, you know what I mean? They hurt, and a lot of people who have lived long have seen or gone through some of these things for a long time. You see, when how you overcame it, one will not be the same thing you overcome the other. And it goes on as such. You see, like the most thing I learned is this. How close you are with somebody when something like that happens, it's the most hurting. Yeah. The most hurting. I mean, it's as somebody said, we hurt because of the love. Right? Yeah, because of the love, because of the care, because of the intimacy, because of the but we seek strengthening in God, knowing that we are not alone. You see, and there's an ultimate plan of our lives in the measures of such situations. There you find out that, hey, we are not alone. We have a Redeemer who is there with us in such times. We have a Redeemer who knows ahead of time, even before we got there, and how we should be soothed to take to cushion ourselves, be able to take the pain away. Don't destroy yourself. Don't say, oh, because this has happened, then I'm also going to destroy myself, alcohol, and don't destroy yourself. Be encouraged. Know that the schemes of life will present a lot of things. Look, that's why we pray, so that some of these happenstances and stuff will not be our portion. You know what I mean? Yes. So our prayer is, don't live a life of lack of prayer or strength. I'm so rich that I can do what I like. You know, of course, when you're rich, it's like that. But be rich with prayer. Be prosperous with prayer. Be enlightened and well studied. I mean, you are a professor with prayer. You see, some of these things protect us. Supernatural. I have seen God has revealed himself to me, so I will never, no matter stage how rich in life, say that it doesn't exist. You understand? For what I've seen with no referencing to Bibles and say that, oh, and this one say that, oh, the Lord is this, or the food that I'm loving. No. For what my eye has seen, not once, not twice, not three, not four, several times over several years, I personally will say that my God exists, and he exists so with the sightings, and sometimes they come around me and they're not ready to live. That's where you see the love of God. It's a very powerful thing. They hover over me for a long time. God wanna demonstrate something. I wrote a book about it. God wanna demonstrate something in this modern era, so that we will know that attaching to him doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the world. It's like, okay, when you attach to God, then you can't, of course, sentence to not be to the extreme, but you can still live your life well and then live. Not to the fact that then you love God, so you don't eat salt, you don't, no. Live your life well. Balanced. And be what? Be inspired. Because see, without that, you go into tracks, you go into things that you think will satisfy. By the end of the day, might bring distraction. It would destroy you. Find time for God. Though you are rich, though you are a professor, though you are that, though you are fine. Just hey, today I'm like, Sundays, I'm not going to, I don't make playlists on my channel. I don't do certain things. I don't touch. I just shift things, but I don't create. I don't go to the business. I don't go to creativity. I leave things unto the Lord, so I can get that time just to give God the glory. Yeah, this one, I won't say it's not a sermon. It's no. It's include something like a sermon. Yes, I won't say it's not a sermon. It's going to include something like a sermon. Because I find that we will need that too in our lives. We're going to be encouraged. We're going to be strengthened. But we must have the ingredient of the power of God in it. So that it will not always be us alone. So that it will not always be...
No. The power of God is alive. When we are wicked, when we are unnoticing, unrecognizing, unrealizing, it's dangerous. Why? Because imagine when you were young, you're a baby, you didn't know anything. Your parents existed, but you didn't know it. You're a baby, right? A baby, right? Yeah. Your parents exist. They might be in another room. Whether they are there or not, so as a baby, you don't know. When we grew up to get more conscious of where we are, who we are, how we are, then we see that the world that we live in just happened. Meanwhile, when we were babies, we didn't know how it happened. I'm saying that everybody who got to know about science, we're all once babies who didn't know how this world happened. We came to read about it, we came to learn about it, we came to realize it's here, and then. But the revelations of God is here. When you go to the Bible, when you go, a lot of things that Jesus Christ came to do, or some of the things that we came to realize, are all here. Much more than the theories of what we say it is that we don't have an example of. See? So, the strengthening of yourself in times of grief, in times of when things are bad in our life, is needed based on the fact that we stand upon a God who said, oh, we should not mourn like those who have no hope. Look, when somebody is going through the grief process, don't tell them this, let them go through it. And then after they've gone through it, later in life, they tell them about this, you know what I mean? Because when they hear that, initially, it's insulting. But later on, when you tell them that, it's true, you shouldn't prolong it to the pain of it. And then it makes you see that life is two when nothing has happened. Life is one, sorry, when nothing has happened. When something happens, either joy or negative, then you find that life is two. I'm praying that we won't go through things and overcome them and live a life of gratitude and live a life of focusing and live a life of projecting ahead. And the defense mechanism of going through that is projecting ahead of, look at yourself ahead of time, and then knowing that, this is an occurrence, but it's not a lifestyle. I hope I've encouraged you. I don't mean to keep long. But then it shall be something I have to continue again. I'll stop and listen to it. I'll stop and be encouraged. Be encouraged out there. You're going through something that, like what I'm telling you about.